This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian forces made further gains Monday in the Kherson region of the country's south, adding to their gains in the east in recent days as they push a counteroffensive against Russia. Russia-installed officials in Kherson said Ukraine's military had recaptured some of the settlements in the region. The region is one of four that Russia illegally annexed last week. Meanwhile, Australia over the weekend hit Russia with a fresh round of sanctions over Moscow's claimed annexations of those four regions. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
And officials. The government in Canberra has said they're trying to legitimize Russia's actions in Ukraine through sham referendums and disinformation. Friday, President Vladimir Putin declared that four regions of Ukraine, including Donetsk and Luhansk, would be absorbed into Russia. Australia has joined a chorus of global condemnation of the annexations. Defence Minister Richard Marles told reporters Sunday they were illegal.
The unprovoked aggression from Russia in respect of Ukraine is such a flouting of the UN Charter, of the global rules-based order, it must not be allowed to stand.
Australia has already imposed sweeping sanctions on Russian institutions and its political and military leaders, including President Putin. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The developments in Kherson Monday followed Sunday's announcement by Ukrainian forces they'd retaken full control of Lyman, the eastern logistics hub that is also within territory Russia claimed last week was its own. Russia did not comment Sunday on the fate of Lyman, but said Saturday that its troops were retreating from the area because it feared Ukrainian forces were about to encircle them. This is VOA News. While Hurricane Ian is long gone from Florida, the aftermath of its power will be felt there for some time. By Sunday night, more than 1,600 people had been rescued statewide and dozens of people were reported dead. Emergency workers are going door-to-door looking for survivors and bodies. Most of the deaths have been recorded in Lee County, which was predicted to be in the storm's path in initial forecasts. Eventually, Ian blew northwestward or northeastward across Florida to the eastern Atlantic Ocean side of the state, then veered northward and gathered new strength over the warm ocean water and made U.S. landfall a second time in South Carolina. Ian's remnants were felt in Virginia, also causing the town of Chincoteague to declare a state of emergency Sunday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Sunday that 42,000 linemen had been deployed in response to more than 840,000 power outages across the state. He said the linemen had already restored power to more than 1.8 million accounts across Florida. The Nobel Prize Committee has announced the winner of the 2022 Nobel Prize for Medicine. Secretary of the Nobel Committee Thomas Perlman announced the winner at a news conference Monday in Stockholm.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine to Svante Paabo for his discoveries concerning the genomes of extinct hominins and human evolution.
In their statement, the Nobel Prize Committee said the 67-year-old Swedish scientist Paabo is being honored for pioneering a new approach to studying the human evolutionary history by decoding the DNA of the Neanderthal, the human's closest extinct relative. The committee said Paabo overcame the extreme technical challenges of handling fragile ancient DNA samples and succeeded in obtaining the genome sequence. Paabo's work proved that Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, and a newly discovered hominid, the Denisovian, mixed during periods of coexistence, resulting in introgression of archaic DNA in present-day humans. Witnesses in the central Somali town of Beledweyne report heavy explosions rocked that town earlier today. Residents told a VOA reporter in Beledweyne that two car bombs targeted the local government headquarters in Lamagale. The sources say heavy casualties are feared following the attack. Beledweyne, about 337 kilometers north of Mogadishu, has been the center of recent local community mobilization against the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian forces made further gains Monday in the Kherson region in the country's south, adding to their gains in the east in recent days as they push a counteroffensive against Russia. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.